Now back to 21st Century Music Radio with Diane Corrado and Betty Carroll.
Hey, we're back on. And if anyone wants to call in and say hello to Evan Wexell, the number to call is 631-888-8811. We've got a lot more fun songs coming up by Evan. Now, this next song that we're going to play actually off of the CD, it's called She Kicks My Ass. And I have to ask you, do these songs come from personal inspiration or just anything you see or hear or...
I think if you listen closely enough, I think the song will just tell you the answer. Right
okay.
There. Yeah.
All right. So why don't we do that then? Why don't we just listen to the song and see what we come up with?
We'll see.
All right. Hey, baby. Gotta tell him about you. You turned my dark clouds into a sky of blue. But I found the best that this life had. You drank and got all mad and kicked my ass. She kicks my ass. My heart is beating. Oh, that was just your fist. My nose is bleeding from your birthday that I missed. Didn't mean to dent your brand new car. The next thing that I know, I'm seeing stars. You say you love me, but my face has swelled. When people ask what happened, I say I fell. She kicks my ass. She kicks my ass. For overguessing her mess. She kicks my ass. Cops come to our door and ask about my black eye. I say you did it. And they just laugh and go, yeah, nice try. I'm afraid of what you will do next. Will you find a knife and change my sex? You ran me over on your motorbike. I'm the Tina to your Ike. She kicks my ass. She kicks my ass. I'm in a body cast. From her kicking my ass. She kicks my ass. She kicks my ass. She even makes me dance. Or she'll kick my ass.
Dance, boy!
She kicks my ass. I guess that was your girlfriend, huh, Evan?
Couldn't kick it better myself.
There you go. Evan, you got to tell me, how did you get started in all this?
I don't know. I mean, I took guitar since college. I mean, I had taken a child development class on intellectual development, and they were like, take up a new hobby, track your development through 8 weeks, and apply the class to your development. And I just wanted to play Bon Jovi songs, honestly. That's why I started guitar. I wanted to play the Wanted Dead or Alive riff, and I've been playing it and trying to get it right for like 6 years now, and I don't know, but comedy itself kind of came in a couple years ago. It was just an outgrowth of the stand-up, and really my mom wanted me to just get out there and get a real job, and my rebuttal to her was pretty much the male stripper song that I did earlier, and it just kind of rolled from there.
So you started actually out as a comedian?
I started out just doing strictly stand-up.
Okay.
And it still lives in me, so it's not something that's going to go away.
And you were relatively older when you started this. You didn't start it as a young... Most kids, you know, they start music when they're 5, 6.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, actually, I play trombone. I played trombone since fourth grade through 12th grade.
Okay.
All county, you know, 2 years in high school. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Oh, and trombone?
Not on trombone, and vocals.
Oh, there you go. What are you, soprano?
Mezzo.
Mezzo.
Yeah. Yeah.
My girlfriend, I think, is a mezzo-soprano. Is that...
That's right, underneath the color of
tour. Okay.
The first soprano and second soprano.
So there is a girlfriend, I know. Maybe,
okay,
you know, maybe...
Okay, and
she's
kicking your ass.
Maybe, I don't know. She's coming back from L.A. right about now, so she's been raring to go.
Oh, too bad she's not listening to the show. If she was near a computer, she could listen to it.
Yes, and she could continue to stalk me more during the day as
there
she already does, yes.
There you go. Evan, why don't you tell us if there's any upcoming gigs that you're going to be performing at?
I got Wednesday night, there's this Battle of the Bands I'm doing, and I like doing it because, first of all, I'm not a band, but I mean, I think it's going to be nice to get up there. It's at Village Pub South I'm kind of opening the night at 8 p.m. down there. That's Wednesday. I got some governor's gigs in Levittown coming up. I think Sunday, October 3rd, and then Thursday, October 14th. Those are going to be a couple of fun dates. That's a nice club. Nice room there.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Yeah. So that's coming up in October. You'll have to let us know so we remember to plug it for you.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be great.
And I can do that. I can fill you in through all the emails on funnyevan.com.
There you go. Funnyevan.com is your website.
That is the website.
Okay, so they can contact you through that website.
You can contact. You can see videos, audio, news, my schedule. It's all there for you.
And that's funnyevan.com.
Yeah, you see pictures of me, pictures of my mom, pictures of the girlfriend, pictures of, my sister diving off a board, pictures of my friend, the George Foreman grill. It's everything's at funnyevan.com.
Cool. So we got another song that you're going to play for me live.
Yeah, let's do this one.
Okay, and this one is called Ready For You, and this is not on your CD, so this is a new one.
This one kind of scared me because it's starting out serious. Sometimes I think the essence of, when you play guitar, it's always about the guy trying to win over the girl with a nice song, and when I start to write it, it kind of came out that way. And this actually was the one that hooked her.
It scared you because the guy was trying to win out over the girl?
It scared me because this was coming out very serious, and that's not who I am. But okay. I finished the song anyway, and I'm going to offer it to you guys. So,
okay.
So, yeah, this is Ready For You.
Ready For You.